The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is June 29th. This is The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting. And it is not close. Now, as you can probably tell, I am fired up today. I am in a great mood today for a lot of reasons. Reason number one, the brand continues to be red hot. Last night, another solid day. We live by one simple rule here at the Early Edge. We simply want to win more than we lose. We don't give false promises out there. So how about that for the morning show? Collectively, between the morning show and Early Edge in five, we were 12-5, currently 72-42 since last Monday, 30 games above 500. I'm not a math major, but that's pretty good. But on a Wednesday, just when you think you're going to take a step backwards, just when you think the crew's going to take a day off, that's not what we do. It's an embarrassment of riches. The cappers and the talent I have at my fingertips. Let's bring in the stars of the show. And you guys all saw on social media yesterday. You guys all saw on Twitter. M-Squared, what were you yesterday on your Sportsline picks?
Sportsline picks were 4-1. And then the on HQ, they were 8-1. All of them not on the site. Yeah.
Most of them were all in the fam. Yes. So if everybody watched, and if they followed you on social media, they would have gotten them, correct?
Correct.
Please, please listen to us. He's our man, and this is his show. Now, Calvin Wetzel, have you ever been on M Squared show before?
I've been with him, but I don't think I've been on Wednesday, so I'm pumped to get on here. And by the way, Coach, I was a math major in college, and 72-42 sounds pretty good to me, so let's keep it rolling.
Why doesn't it surprise me that you were a math major in college? All right, let's get into it. Storylines could affect the betting lines today. Now, I know a few of you in the chat, well, you're expecting buckets. Well, buckets, unfortunately, true story, had to go into surgery today. But as he was being wheeled into surgery, he actually hit send on his phone and sent in three plays. I'll get to those in a second, but that's where buckets is right now. So put him in your prayers. He's actually in surgery as we speak. But my two guys are not. Mikey, what are your two favorite words in all of sports betting? Or two of them?
Two of them, definitely day baseball.
You're damn right it is. And today we've got day baseball all over the place. It's time for the weather report. You're up.
All right. Big weather spots today. Oakland on the road to New York Yankees. Plus 15% in home run hitting, plus 10% run scoring. Also in New York, Houston and the Mets, exact same thing. 15% on the home run hitting, 10% on the run scoring. Texas Rangers still on the road in Kansas City, plus 10% run scoring in that one. Big boost today, Atlanta and Philly, plus 25% home run hitting, plus 20% run scoring across the board. Miami, St. Louis just edging out to the 10% range there. Cincinnati, Chicago Cubs, the only real negative of the day, minus 25% home run hitting, minus 15% run scoring. Little wind blowing in, cooler temperatures today at Wrigley. And then on the mountain, Dodgers on the road still at Colorado, plus 20% home run hitting, about plus 10% on overall run scoring.
If you guys are brand new to the brand and you're sitting at home going, you should have grabbed your paper, you should have grabbed your pencil, the weather report cashes tickets. It just does. But welcome to the brand if you're new and you didn't know that. Next time you will. Now, Calvin Wetzel, the other day, one of the biggest names in the history of the WNBA, she was put on waivers. She was released. But now, in a shocking turn of events, she's now in Seattle. But what does the future look like? You're up.
Yeah, well, you don't see someone of Tina Charles' caliber switch teams midseason very often, but things were getting messy with the Mercury, agreed to a buyout, a contract divorce. So she goes to the Storm, who already had Brianna Stewart, Sue Bird, Jewel Lloyd. This team is now loaded. It's very interesting. They were at plus 650 at most books to win the championship. Some books have gone down to plus 600, plus 550. They haven't moved a ton, considering you're talking about a player who was literally the leading scorer in the league just last season, still one of the top scorers. I'm not necessarily sure how to play this one yet, so I think we need to watch the first couple of games of the Storm, because when you look at Tina Charles at this point in her career, yes, she is an elite scorer, but on one hand, she doesn't bring a lot defensively, and she also, there are reports that she maybe didn't like her role with the Mercury, even though she was the highest usage player on that team and getting a lot of shots still. That's not going to necessarily be any different in Seattle with all those players I mentioned. And then you talk about the center position, Ezi Agbor having a breakout season, elite defender, leading the league in shot blocking. So to me, this will work if Tina Charles comes off the bench and can be accept that role as the go-to alpha with the second unit. But if they try to put her in the starting lineup and, you know, take away shots from some of those other stars, maybe the books are right. Maybe the future shouldn't change that much. So we'll get our first chance to see how it works out tonight. They play the best team in the league, the Aces, who are the favorites in the futures, and they've been stumbling a little bit, however. So keep an eye tonight and maybe the next couple games, how they use Tina Charles. And if it works and the chemistry is there, then I would definitely buy in on the Storm.
Don't ever tell me we don't have a WNBA guy. Don't ever tell me that. Educate, entertain. Come on, Calvin Wetzel, let's go. All right, now. You heard Mikey say Dave Baseball, his two favorite words. It's time to get into our board. But before we do that, we've grown so big, I need you to do something for me. Hit that like button. It helps us grow. And also, we're going to take a very, very, very short break and hear from one of our partners.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
And we are back. All right, it's time for our board today. And if you're not a Sportsline member, what are you doing? You've got all my cappers. You got all the simulations. You've got all the articles. You have everybody. Everything for $10 a month. That's it. That's it. That's it. And today, one play from Sportsline. We're going to go to the MLS. Oh, we're thinking about buckets. So today, this one is from his partner, Brant Sutton. We're going to go over 2.5 goals in the FC Dallas LAFC game. Shout out to Max Brennus, my good buddy, the voice of that squad. LAFC boasts the number one offense in the MLS, Brant says. LAFC has scored 32 goals in 16 games thus far. I am not a math major. Calvin Wetzel was, but I know that's 2 goals a game. All we need is 2.5. So let's get it going. So now, you know, on Wednesdays, it's all about being ready all day long. So sometimes you got to lift yourself up. So M squared, let's get things started. You know the drill, son. Oh, it feels so good when he comes back the day before the John Deere Classic. I'm ready. I'm fired up. Give it to me.
All right, let's hit a team total from the afternoon baseball slate. We're going Texas Rangers team total over 4.5, minus 105 at Wynn this morning. Love this play here. I want to pick on Zach Greinke. He's been one of the three most lucky pitchers in Major League Baseball so far this season, according to actual weighted on base average and our expected data. His actual number, 312, puts him just slightly better than league average, but the expected number is 379, definitively making him in the bottom tier of starting pitching. He's getting barreled up 6.1% of the time. That rates 119th out of 177 pitchers with at least 100 batted ball events. Then we want to focus on the weather just a little bit. Very low air density index, 59 temperature about 87 to 90 degrees, humidity approaching 50, winds blowing out, and then finally, he just doesn't miss many bats. That typically translates to balls in play. That's what we want when we have good hitting conditions. He has started 12 games so far this season. In six of them, he has two or fewer strikeouts. He has multiple games with one and a game with zero strikeouts, not missing many bats. Rangers over 4.5.
Oh, you're talking about the sports complex. I'm going to be there on Saturday. Oh, talking about the Kansas City, but we're on the Rangers. 2 days in a row, they've cashed for us. Today, we're going to make it three. By the way, Mikey in the chat, my man Javon Jones says, I placed a 14-leg parlay, all tennis. Well, lady says, I need rehab. What would you say to that, Mikey?
There's not much to say. I think the old lady's got it handled there for you.
He did what? In how many sets? All right. So this is kind of a unique show today. I made a rare decision. We're going to make history on the show. But up next, I'm going to go. And currently, well, I don't want to look around, but I'm on fire right now. Last night, another 4-2 day for me. 22-7-1 is the current run that I am on. For all of you that think you need to know everybody's records all the time, there you go. So today I got one play. Scares me a little bit, but you know me, I'm a gut gambler. I'm a gut guy. And I love the Astros to continue their dominance of these New York teams in New York. Justin Verlander, an ERA just north of 2 on the road. He's in a great away pitcher. You give me this number and the Astros, who are red hot, I'll take him today. And I'm going to have a couple more plays on Early Edge and 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern time weekdays. We'll be there this afternoon. Prop stars, Johnny B. Now, Calvin Wetzel, even though you're going next, you are not in the maestro spot today. All right? So there's no pressure today like you normally would have. I just want to make that very, very clear. All right? You are not in the maestro spot, but you are, sir, up next. What do you got?
All right, we already talked about Tina Charles and the Mercury. I'm going with the Mercury tonight, -6.5 against the Fever. Since Tina Charles left, you know, I don't want to say addition by subtraction because obviously she was an excellent player in terms of scoring the basketball. But the day that she left, they went from 5-point dogs to 7-point dogs on Saturday, won outright pretty easily. Then they won their next game against the same Fever team. This is the second leg of a back-to-back. They won that game by 12. When they were favored by 7, even though the Fever shot 7 of 12, over 50% from 3, for some reason, still the same line tonight. We're actually getting another 6.5 points in this one. I like the Fever, I like the Mercury to keep it rolling against the Fever, win by 9, maybe double digits again, and to move to 3-0 without Tina Charles.
Oh, Mercury. I almost had to grab my, I was like, oh, all right, some Mercury. It's good. Mercury -6.5. Calvin Wetzel, you're bringing it strong this morning, sir. You're bringing it strong. In fact, you're making me change my thought process. You're making me think that maybe I need to do something for, as my good buddy The Rock used to say, the people, the people. So, for the first time ever, we are going to give the maestro spot to a person that's not even on the show, because somewhere deep inside his consciousness of whatever surgery he's having, currently as we speak, they're cutting him open. Buckets is in the final spot on the show, but I'm also very, very scared. So, AB, show your face. Where's that big old fat smile that I love? So
hello.
All right. My man Carlos in the chat said, AB, show your face. Hello.
Yeah, Carlos got it down, man.
All right. So AB, of everybody on the crew, everybody's got a job to do, correct?
Correct.
Right. But you are the one that I always come to when I need to do something nice for the people at home. And so today scares me a little bit that we've decided to put Buckets in the maestro spot because, as I said at the top of the show, as he was being wheeled into surgery, he hit sin, and he sent you 3 picks for today. So to protect ourselves a little bit, what do you think we should do for the people at home?
You know, Coach, I'm thinking a little giveaway here. Put a little money in the people's pocket if Buckets picks go undefeated. What do you think about that?
I like that a lot. In fact, in fact, for anybody right now that types Buckets into the chat, you will be eligible for a $100 cold hard Venmo, baby, from your boy right here. If these three plays don't go anywhere, AB, because you're going to be coming right back for your stuff. So just stay right there. So we're going to go New York FC team total over 1.5, -115. We're going to go Philadelphia Union, draw no bet, +105. Go to that lower one. Don't do the one up there with the three. You know what I'm talking about. LA Galaxy, Minnesota United. Oh, classic buckets bet. Both teams to score. Little juicy, though. Little juicy, -155, but Calvin Wetzel, sometimes the juice.
It's worth the squeeze.
You're damn right it is. Today is one of those days. Well done, sir. Well done. AB, talk to me. What's the AB3 today?
Yep. So, you know what? I'll tell you what. We'll go ahead and pull up the screen here so everybody can see it as well. And look, AB pick three. All right, first off, Blue Jays team total over 4. Look, this the Blue Jays have hit 4 more runs in 9 of their last 10 games. We're going to ride this until the train, you know, just completely derails. And we'll probably even ride it after it derails. The Yankees team total over 4.5. Yes, they won. They only scored 2 runs yesterday. But you know what? It's like poker, man. I'm not afraid to come right back. I'm coming right over the top, baby. All right, we're going with the Yankees again. As M Squared mentioned, the weather should be nice out there. Hopefully we could get over 4.5. And the Braves team total over 4. They had a nice win yesterday, last night against the Phillies. And as M Squared mentioned, with that too, nice weather there. So we're going to take them team total over 4. That's what we got, man.
I love when the team totals match up with the weather report. That's really in our sweet spot. You know what I mean? By the way, AB, people have not forgotten about your little black eye and your Peyton Manning. A lot of people thought that you photoshopped that picture, by the way.
No, I can show you some more of it for sure. And I'll also show you this. Like, you'll be able to see it. And here's how you could tell that it's not Photoshop. Let me see if I can pull this up. No. Look, I'm also operating on one eye producing the show, so it's a miracle that we're even live here.
Look, you are too much.
Yeah, look at it, man. Like, it's getting a little better. We're getting better. I still look like I'm sickly or something, so that's not good.
Can you find one name in the chat with your one eye to pick out as a winner? We're not going to announce it right here. We will put it out on social media. No, in fact, I will announce it on Early Edge in 5-day.
Yep.
Early Edge in 5-day. Okay.
Perfect.
So we will pick out somebody that writes buckets. If you haven't written buckets, write buckets in the chat. You'll be eligible for a $100 Venmo from your boy, me, to you, if those three plays hit tonight. All right? We're going to start doing a lot more of that kind of stuff. AB, thank you, my man. Appreciate you. All right. Calvin Wetzel, that's how you get it done right there. That's how you do it. If you're ever hosting the show, that's how you do it, Calvin Wetzel. Now,
I love it.
Now, there's only one thing left to do. Early Edge in 5, 4 p.m. Eastern time today. A very special first cut, 11 a.m., top of the hour. All betting. No golf talk, just strictly golf betting. We got you covered. As I said, only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, I love them all. Mikey, Calvin Wetzel, AB on the ones and the twos, and all of you at home, you want my money? You're going to have to get it done, and Buckets is going to have to get it done. We love him too. All right? Tell all your friends. You want to have fun. You want to be included. You want to feel valued. Only one place to be, right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.